It was hard for Kat to wrap her mind around that, but then again, it made a lot of sense.
As for my parents, he continued, they were totally screwed up from the beginning. But that has nothing to do with you or me, and it definitely has no bearing on your relationship with sin, unless you make it so. Don't. Your problems with sin are simple. He's scared, and you're pushing him to take a step he's not ready to take.
You told me to go to him. I did.
And did you apologize?
Yes.
Then give him time, Katra. When you've spent a lifetime being betrayed by everyone around you, it's really hard to let that go. Sin is afraid of love.
She didn't understand that. How can anyone be afraid of love?
How can they not?
His face was completely aghast.
When you love someone, truly love them, friend or lover, you lay your heart open to them. You give them a part of yourself that you give to no one else, and you let them inside a part of you that only they can hurt. You literally hand them the razor with a map of where to cut deepest and most painfully on your heart and soul. And when they do strike, it's crippling. Like having your heart carved out, it leaves you naked and exposed, wondering what you did to make them want to hurt you so badly when all you did was love them. What is so wrong with you that no one can keep faith with you, that no one can love you? To have it happen once is bad enough, but to have it repeated? Who in their right mind would not be terrified of that?
Kat swallowed against the lump in her throat as she heard the pain inside him. Her eyes tearing, she walked forward into his arms and hugged him. Ash couldn't breathe as he felt his daughter's arms around him. Only Simmy had ever held him like this. There were no demands or payment expected for the embrace. It was meant for comfort only. And it meant everything to him. I love you, Dad, and I would never hurt you. He closed his eyes as those words touched him deeply.
I know, baby. Just give Sin a little space and let him come to grips with himself and his past.
And if he doesn't?
I'll take him outside and beat him for making my girl cry.
She laughed through her tears as she backed away from him.
Really?
Absolutely. Forget medieval, I'll break Atlantean on his ass. And you've seen what a ticked off Atlantean god can do. Makes Hannibal Lecter look like a crybaby.
Smiling, Kat sniffed back her tears. I'm going to hold you to that, you know?
Feel free. I live to kick the snot out of people.
Kat really liked that thought. She could just see Ash doing that, too. She wiped her eyes before she had a weird off-topic question. What do you do when Mom leaves you alone like this? He shrugged.
I write romance novels.
His response was so quick, deadpan, and unexpected that she was stunned.
Really? Nah.
He winked at her.
I'm not that talented, and I know absolutely nothing about romance. I only wanted to see your reaction.
Ha ha. She wasn't sure if she'd ever get used to his humor. So, what do you do, really?
Nothing. Really. It's boring as hell. Artemis won't allow me to bring anything here with me. No guitar, no Cartoon Network. Occasionally I sneak a book in just to watch her wig out when she finds it.
That didn't make any sense to Kat. Why would her mother be so cruel? Why doesn't she allow you to have anything here?
It's a distraction, and she won't tolerate it. My part of the bargain is to be at her beck and call. So here I wait. It's another power trip. A small victory she can claim over me.
Why do you tolerate it?